Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
If you aren't distracted by Michael Phelps' gold discs dangling from his neck, you may have wondered about the dark circular bruises covering his back and shoulders. This traditional Chinese technique where suction cups are placed on parts of the body to increase circulation, they allegedly boost healing. But as is always the case, the Olympics every 4 years delivers a parade of curious health trends. We asked our listeners for some things they swear by. DeKalb, Illinois. Pre-workout powder. It gives you an energy boost and makes 5 a.m. workouts that much easier. Chicago, Illinois. I swear by ear candling. Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Foam rolling and a rusty technique gave me back my ability not only to dance but to walk without pain after a near crippling injury a few years ago. There's a doctor in the house. Dennis Cardone, associate professor of orthopedic surgery at NYU Langone Medical Center. He's also their chief of primary care sports medicine. Dennis, welcome to The Takeaway.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, these things that Michael Phelps has all over his back, I mean, it is the case that whatever Michael Phelps is doing, we should all do because he's perfect. But what's your comment on any of this?
Well, you know what? So he's doing something called cupping, is what those big round marks are. And we could talk a little bit about cupping, but it is very different when an elite athlete is doing something like that compared to, let's say, our recreational athlete, weekend warriors, everyday person. It's about these superficial capillaries that are bursting and giving you that those red marks.
Does it do something to help his muscles?
So we're all about evidence. So the first thing I would say to you is we have no evidence that it helps in any way in terms of muscle recovery, muscle function, decreasing muscle spasm, increasing muscle tone. We have no evidence that it does any of that. So if we were going to say any benefit from cupping, again, especially in the elite athlete, it probably is, or it is more the psychological advantage. So in a sport, if we talk about Michael Phelps, where a hundredth of a second could be the difference between a silver and a gold, if he thinks or feels that it's making a difference, then that's advantageous in a huge way and worthwhile.
What does this Olympics say about age? We've got some elderly, relatively speaking, elderly performers who are winning gold. I mean, cyclists, for instance.
A wonderful thing, right? People now in there, certainly you don't even think anything about 30s anymore, but now we're seeing people in their 40s that are performing, again, at this high elite level and even beating people right in their 20s and 30s. So it speaks to multiple things. Certainly it speaks to training. And you know what? Maybe a lot of what we used to believe, that there's this decline in function, you know, muscle function and ability as we're over 40, you know, we're learning that people are doing better and better into their 40s, and that there doesn't have to be this decline in function. And especially for endurance sports, what we're finding is people don't peak in endurance sports until later, 30s now. And maybe we even need to think about 40s.
So do you find the Olympics as a place that also inspires fads and weird little, totems that people wear thinking that they're great, but there's, again, no evidence?
Yes, 100%, right? We see that every 4 years. We see these fads, and it seemed like previous Olympics, it was more about the kinesio tape. You saw all these neon colors on their bodies, this tape. And this Olympics, it's more, or at least early on, it's about cupping, because we're seeing a lot of Michael Phelps on TV, and we see these big round circles on his body. So the big fad right now because of that is cupping.
One of our listeners swears by foam rolling and aerosti technique. Do you know anything about that?
So foam rolling is certainly big over the past several years. And if you walk into any athletic training room or any gym, you always see athletes now rolling out. You know, most of us would say a little bit gimmicky. Maybe here you can make a little bit of an argument about muscle relaxation, maybe a little bit about recovery. But again, we don't have the evidence behind it. So if that athlete says, you know what, I feel better, it makes a difference for me, I'm recovering quicker, I'm not getting as much muscle spasm, muscle pain, I'm performing better, then power to the athlete to continue to use it.
Dr. Cardone, thank you so much for talking to us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Dennis Cardone, Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery and Chief of Primary Care Sports Medicine at NYU Langone Medical Center.